welcome back to Talking Trees here on the Rosie on the House Hour. We're glad to have you back joining us. This is John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service, and I'm joined by Dan Stevens with Living Tree Service. Dan owns a tree service in the East Valley. If you have tree work that needs to be done out in that part of the city, he'd be a great resource for you. Dan also attended the conference, and he's joined us. He is one of the best premier tree climbers in all of the U.S., in an elite class of some of the very best. He's won the Arizona Tree Climbing Championship multiple times, the Western Chapter ISA regional competition, went on to represent us at the, which event? The International? Was it the ISA International Tree Climbing Championship?
I've done that twice, yes.
Twice. You got to go to Australia once, didn't you?
Yeah, 2011.
Wow. Well, Dan is one of the best tree climbers. If you ever have a chance to see some of our local competitions, when's our next one?
Next one should be the Arizona Community Tree Council annual competition. Should be February, March sometimes, usually when we hold it.
Yeah, you can go to the ACTC website, aztrees.org. We'll put you in touch with some of the best information regarding trees and tree care in the state of Arizona. If you are interested in getting education, they're a clearinghouse for some of the best educational events for both arborists, climbing, working arborists, as well as professional arborists who are doing sales or doing industry-related work in related to trees. Arizona Community Tree Council has been just at the forefront of providing the best educational opportunities around the state. So go to their website at aztrees.org and get on their email list, because they'll keep you in, posted on all those events, including the upcoming Tree Climbing Championship in next spring.
And Dan, you're a pretty young guy. We have an obvious labor shortage that's going to be coming up. They don't teach vocations, shops out of our schools. I mean, you just hear it from every one of our contractors across the board. A need for labor is coming up. What's it like being a tree worker? Is this a career-long thing for you? Do you see yourself doing this when you're as old as John here?
For sure. Yeah, myself. I'm hoping to be climbing when I'm 60. If I can take care of myself well, and I'm hoping to be climbing until I'm 60. But yeah, I plan on doing this, retiring, doing trees, so I love it.
And for someone getting involved, how would they get involved, and what kind of opportunities do they have as a tree worker and a certified arborist?
You know, working through the Arizona Community Tree Council is a great place to find access to some of those tree services.
And what's that website?
aztrees.org.
Okay, we're going to wrap up here because we're on our way to see the champion juniper. We're going to join the crowd and go see it. John Eisenhower, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do it?
Go to itreeservice.com is the best way. Thank you very much.
And for all the arborists here, as we go off,
touch trees!
All right, touch trees. There you go. Very good. It's Rosie on the House Saturday morning. We're signing off out of Prescott. Rosie's taking it over from Tucson. Y'all have a great, blessed week.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.